The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley. We've got Danny Miles on the controls and Robin Perry Braun and Chris Green in studio. And I feel so much better today than I did yesterday. Oh my gosh. Yesterday was one of the worst days I've had in a long, long time.
Uh-oh.
And we don't get to talk that much during the week, but my fish tank, I talked about it yesterday. So one of my biggest fish that was like 2.5 feet long, mama fish, like the matriarch of the tank, the koi pond that I have in my home, passed away.
Oh.
And it was funny because I knew that there was you talk about energy.
Right.
And Chris, I know you're well schooled in this as well. Chris Green. So everybody knows the players here. If you're just now joining us, Robin Perry Braun is a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 15 years. And she is an emotion code energy practitioner and integrated life practitioner. And Chris Green is just a cool guy. He's got a long history. He's got so much experience and so many cool things. Like he was a yoga instructor for 18 years. He was a running coach for Luke's Locker for 20 years, worked with Luke's Locker, and now he works as a home advisor with Treehouse here in Dallas, Texas, which is one of my new little favorite places to go, and we're going to be talking all about it on the show, about the earth and what Treehouse is all about. And I think a lot of men will be interested in this. You know how men like their tools and they like to do their man stuff around the house. I mean, women do too, but
have a garage pool.
It's just different. And I've been there many times. It's a very cool place. But to get back to the pond, okay, so I lost one of my fish, and I didn't understand why, but I knew that something was wrong, Robin, and this you're the perfect person to talk about this today, because the energy was weird around the pond, and I'm like, what is wrong with them? And they didn't want to eat, and so I investigated a little bit further, only to find my one mama fish, my big fish, in the corner, dead.
Wow.
And they were around the fish, like staring at her. You could tell they were mourning and that they were really sad.
Wow.
And they've lost their appetite. Well, and I didn't know this until I got home last night. So I get home last night and I stop at PetSmart. I don't know, one of them, Petco, PetSmart, and got new tubing for my air pump and a stone, whatever that stone's called, an aerator, it blows bubbles.
Yeah.
They have different kinds. They have ones with LED or just plain.
But it's not a filter, no.
No, it's not a filter. No, I have a humongous filter, overkill filter outside the house that goes into, that maintenance is the pump, which I always forget how to do it too. So that's a bad thing. And, my friend's been so sick and I haven't been home that much. And just this, the whole summer's just been wild. And so, but I go to figure out what's wrong with, because they still weren't eating and I needed to maintenance. I had to check the water and I did, and they were stressed. Like the nitrate was high. This was high. This was off. I'm like, oh my gosh, where do I begin? And so I have a Buddha in the middle of the fish tank, a stone Buddha. Well, it's fake stone. It's not really stone. It's plastic, but it looks like stone. And that's where I run my tubes through for the aerator and stuff. And so anyway, I went to pull it out and with it came a dead fish in the middle of it, another one of my fish, which I didn't even think to count them. And it was the grossest thing you've ever seen in your life. I don't know how long it had been there because I'm not a fish expert as far as deterioration or what do you call it when an animal breaks down?
It's decaying.
Just decaying. Yes. And oh my goodness. Oh my God, you guys. It was everywhere. And I was like, I screamed for Nia, because I didn't even know where to go, what to do. There was blood and just guts everywhere. It wasn't even bloody. The blood was gone. Yeah. But it was ooh is right. And of course, I'm a germaphobe, so I'm losing my mind. And the first thing I'm thinking, how am I going to sanitize everything? And so, make a long story short, on my way in from coming from Petco and all this stuff, I had stopped to get the mail, and I got the mail, and look what I got in the mail. What did I do with it? Okay, I got my sweet grass.
Oh.
And so, it cleans the air, right?
Okay.
It cleans the air, both of energy and of bacteria and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it smells really lovely. And so I got it in the mail and I thought, oh, I'm going to smudge. I'm gonna clean the air in the house in case, because I was just freaking out thinking the bacteria is in the air and stuff, and I was just wigged out. And I gotta tell you, I've never done it before, other than like fooling around with my friends. Oh, you know, I got some sage once. I used to bring it up here in the office. Mm-hmm. Dr. David Young and you and I joked about it one day, but this smells amazing. You smell, and this is what Autumn had.
Yeah, it smells so good.
Yeah.
When Autumn Warren, who owns Ether Elixir and the founder of it, she does this. She smudges before and after the sweet grass before she produces her home probiotic brew. Yeah.
The air in that place was like so crisp and clean.
Yes, and beautiful.
Wow.
Just sterile. It sterilizes the air. And so anyway, so here I am, Robin, going around the house.
waving your braid.
With my
it
lighter.
It looks like a snake.
Yeah, it does. Oh, you know what? And I was at Petco too. I saw some snakes and that freaked me out. I'm like, oh gosh, this is the worst day ever, because I'm not crazy about snakes, Chris. I'm just not.
It's like dead fish, snake charming, all in one day.
And they're innocent enough, and they were just, I was just like, oh, I just didn't want to see a snake. I didn't want to see a snake today of all days. And so, then I had snake-itis after that too, which I already have snake-itis anyway, because there was a snake outside my garage a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And that freaked me out. So I go out, every time I go out there now, I'm like looking for the snake and the snake's brother or sister.
And babies.
And the baby snakes, yeah. But it's so cool. And so I got my book too about smudging, and I was reading about it. And so it's really cool. So I didn't have a feather, so I just was blowing on it, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because it says you're supposed to have a feather.
Yeah.
And I didn't have matches, so I used my lighter. But it was really cool. And so the sweetgrass attracts positive energy, and you can buy sweetgrass in braids, which is what I got. It came from California. Simply snip off a little for your smudge stick.
Oh.
And it was really cool. Just the practice of going through my house and thinking positive things, and just, you know, kind of like praying and meditating with the smudge stick.
With the smudge stick.
Yeah, it was with the sweetgrass. It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And so I felt better, and I slept better, because I felt like at least, I don't know, like I did something to clear air, so to speak, on a lot of different levels.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Can you buy it locally?
Probably can. I just, of course, I went to Amazon.com and, you know, about 10 different ones popped up. And this was someone who makes it from California. I think this one stick was $7.50 plus a couple dollars for delivery. And anyway, cool stuff. And I got the smudging and blessing book too. So
cool.
So I know what I'm doing, because I want to know what I'm doing. It's the manual, right?
That's right. Got to have the manual.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, we have a really great show coming up today. We've got Krista Scott. She's going to be talking about how to talk to kids about stress. I know you'll have a few things to say about that too, Robin. And Chris is going to tell us all about Treehouse. And you're going to tell us, Robin, about how to get to the root of things. And so I'm really looking forward to it. I am.
Yeah.
And what else do I have here? You what?
yeah, I know. I was thinking the root and treehouse just kind of goes hand
in
hand.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. That does go really good together.
Well, that's kind of what Treehouse is doing, too. They're starting from the ground up with clean roots in every part of the house.
Exactly.
I didn't know that they did the solar, too. So, you know, I'm thinking.
That is a big part of what we do, yes.
Yeah.
And our building is actually covered in 539 solar panels. Our entire facility is solar powered.
Wow.
All throughout the day.
That's awesome. Doesn't it put out more power than it uses?
We are net positive. Net positive means that you're actually capturing more energy than you actually can use.
Wow.
And so that will be also stored in a commercial sized Tesla battery.
Oh, wow.
That the store runs off of in the evening.
Oh, God. Nikola Tesla, he had to be like one of the coolest humans ever to walk the earth. That guy was off the charts. Like, he really was. Have you ever read? I've read his biography. It was very, very interesting. I read it a few years ago. I was going to buy a Tesla, and they wouldn't take the governor off, and they wouldn't let me take it up Central.
Darn.
At least put the governor at a reasonable speed, 75 or 80, you know, not 50, I think it was 55 or 60. How are you going to test a car, let alone one that costs that much, and commit to buying it without racing it a little bit, right?
I know.
Don't you agree?
And you know all the best places to get up over 100.
All the reviewers are like Muscle Car Magazine. They love the power that those cars have. Yeah. It's surprising.
Oh, it is amazing. It really is. And it's all battery powered. It's crazy. So, but you know, I've got stuff in front of me. I want to talk about bees, and that's a good thing to talk about, isn't
bees?
It?
Bees,
of course.
And yeah. that's something I bet you know about it, don't you, Chris? Because you're just—I can tell, like you know everything. And Chris Green, how'd you get the last name Green? Did you change your name?
I did not.
How did you end up so green?
That is a long family name. It is.
I like it, and it ends with an E. Green, G-R-E-E-N-E.
Yep. Cannot forget the E.
Well, I. Oh, okay. We're out of time. All right. Never mind. I feel like I'm in the zone.
Save the bees.
I'm saving the bees.
Save the bees.
We really do need to.
We really do.
We need to, we'll talk about it later. It's yeah. really important. But we've got Krista Scott coming up. She's going to tell us how to talk to our kids about stress. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley, Danny Miles. I've got Chris Green in studio and Robin Perry Braun, and I have Krista Scott on the line. Krista Scott is the Senior Director for Child Care Health Policy at Child Care Aware of America. The acronym for that is CCAOA, in case you were wondering. And in her current role, she supports policy initiatives that make child care settings healthier and the communities for children and providers. Krista currently directs a health, nutrition, and obesity prevention project where the Child Care Aware of America, and I just lost my place trying to do that. I knew I was going to do that without using the acronym. But she partners with six state collaborative teams to identify and implement policy and practice initiatives that improve nutrition and active play while reducing sedentary screen time. Krista is also the support director for the Child Care Aware of America's work with the Administration for Children and Families National Center for Early Childhood Health and Wellness Technical Assistance Center. Such a pleasure to have you on the show, Krista. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Bernadette. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, I think this is a really important subject. I'm very passionate about this for a lot of reasons. And I think so many people don't really understand that little minds have and little people have really good ears, and they hear more than you think they do. And so which causes stress, because sometimes they're not meant to hear some of the things that they do. So how do you know if your child is stressed?
Great question, Bernadette. And, you know, the thing is, they're not always, it's not always what they hear, but it's what they feel sometimes, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And, yeah. And so we have a one-pager on our website at, that we put together for parents and child care providers to help them walk through the steps.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some basic ways to know that children are feeling that stress and anxiety that we grown-ups are feeling is when they start to, for infants, it's when they cry more than usual. They might be a little bit more clingy, those changes in sleep, or they're sleeping more than usual. You know, with infants, it can be really hard to tell, but even if they change in their eating habits or bowel movements, things like that.
Yeah, well, and I... Let me ask you this. So when you're talking, so, you know, oftentimes, not so much with a man, but with a woman, if you're really, really stressed, it builds up, you might find yourself in a state of mind where you want to cry. And sometimes your children are around. Do you think it's a good policy? Should you hold it in? Aren't you ultimately teaching them how to deal with stress? And, you know, tears and crying is a natural part of the human, you know, process, right? Mm-hmm. And so what do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I think it's really important now more than ever to, you know, to be consistent, but also, you know, just be able to explain what you're feeling. Holding it in might solve the problem today, but even though they don't see you crying, they know something's going on. They can sense it in you.
Well, yeah.
They're very attentive. So even if we're not doing it in front of them, they're still going to feel it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great teaching opportunity, to your point, to feel that feeling in front of them, to experience those emotions, and then also be able to explain it to them that I'm feeling upset. It makes me upset when I see things that hurt me, and be able to explain, this is why I'm crying. Do you get sad sometimes too? And engage them in those conversation. That's not only telling them that it's okay to feel their feelings, giving them the appropriate skills they need to express their feelings, but it brings you guys closer together too. So, you know, and they're going to feel it anyway. So
right.
You know, having that open conversation is going to be really important.
Well, and they're supposed to see it. When there's a death in the family, of course you cry. That's a natural human reaction. And you're teaching them how to deal with it. You know, but I feel especially bad for little boys because, you know, little boys don't get, you know, when they cry, I don't know what age, like, I don't have little boys. I have two little girls. And I think even if I did have a little boy, I wouldn't care if he cried or not. It's just, like I said, it's very natural. Yeah. But a lot of people don't feel that way. Do you think that it's damaging, especially to little boys, when their mother or father tells them, don't be a baby, don't cry?
You know, I'm going to say I think it's damaging because it happens to boys a lot more than it happens to girls, but it does happen to girls too. And I think it's damaging for anyone when we tell them to ignore their emotions and try and shut emotions down rather than teaching them how to experience and feel the emotions and deal with them in healthy and appropriate ways.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way we can do that is teaching them through our actions.
Yeah.
The biggest way, though, is to keep our routines the same, because and then taking those timeouts for ourselves, right? When we get overwhelmed as grown-ups, adults, we need to model taking time out for ourselves, figuring out what it is that we can do to calm ourselves down in the face of stress, and then teaching those to our children. So being really upfront, you know, not saying I'm going to go off to cry now because you shouldn't see me cry, but saying I need some time to myself to feel my feelings, to get back to normal so we can continue our day. Because even though we're stressed out, we want to make it a good day. Or what I like to do in my family is say, we're going to turn our day around. So we're going to take a moment here, feel our feelings.
I like that.
Get back to normal, and then let's turn this day around and figure out how we can do and what we can do to make it a better day.
Yeah, that sounds like something my mom would say. That's like something my mom would say. I can remember her saying stuff like that. She was a very strong woman. Well, so what can I do to help my child feel better? All of us, what can we do to help our children feel better during times of stress?
So the first thing is take care of yourself. Like I said, the routines are important, but also making sure that you're taking that time you need to get yourself together, to get yourself calmed down and de-stressed. Two is maintaining that peaceful atmosphere, right? And you can't do number two if you haven't done number one.
Mm.
Keep those routines normal and continue favorite rituals or activities to make sure the energy is high. Make sure kids are eating regular and healthy meals. And do what you can to reassure them that you're there to protect them and keep them safe. So often, we're doing our best to just maintain. And what kids really want to know is that, A, life will go on, and, B, you're there to protect them. So that's absolutely part of the drill. And be honest. Answer the questions as developmentally appropriately. Give as much information as you think they can handle. Be honest about things. But then provide that reassurance on the back end.
I think that's such great advice.
Don't change the subject.
Yeah, it's such great advice. And, you know, so how can if you're already stressed out, how can you calm your child?
Right. I mean, It's hard. And there's no good answer for that, because you might be able to try one thing today and a new strategy tomorrow. But if you are not feeling well yourself, it can be hard to encourage someone else to feel better.
Well, yeah. And I think that's when you rely on your family and friends and you say, listen, I'm just really going through a tough time. I need some help with the kids, you know, what's that old expression? It takes a village to raise a child. And that's probably why. You know,
yep. Yep, it absolutely does. Take your breaks, rely on your friends and family, you know, and be there for your friends and family because they're probably going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the main reasons that kids have stress nowadays?
It can be so many things. There's so, you know, being introduced to media at an early age isn't necessarily a correlative, but if they're not having that back and forth conversation with parents around the things that they're seeing in society today, I know that a lot of the adults that I'm around are feeling stressed, and mm-hmm. kids pick up on that. They might be stressed out too.
Well, you know, what are the guidelines that you advise parents at the Child Care Aware of America on, you know, being on their smartphones, how much, or on their laptop, whatever, social media, all that? What are the guidelines? How much time a day and what age should you allow children to begin, you know, getting involved in that sort of, you know, digital interaction, whatever. What's the word I'm trying to look for here?
Digital media and interactive media versus what we call passive media, which is like sitting in front of a TV and consuming something without that engagement. And then there's interactive media.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a great question. So many parents are struggling with that. And last year in October, the American Academy of Pediatrics put out a new report and new recommendations. And they're recommending that children under 2 have limited to no screen time at all.
I love it.
With the exception of things like FaceTime, if you have a parent who's far away in the military, or, you know, you work nights and your kids are up mm-hmm. during the day, having those, you know, face-to-face interactions through technology are great for those kids, but really nothing more than that. And then above 2, they're saying 2 hours a week across all settings. That means at home, in childcare, or preschool, or Head Start, at grandma's house, and that can be hard to do.
Oh, yeah.
But it's certainly aspirational. But the key thing for children, especially 2 through 5, is that it's not just screen time where they're sitting there interacting themselves. Kids can learn that way, but they learn better when there's an adult with them to help them understand the content, ask questions about what they're seeing. That one-to-one engagement with an adult makes that content that they're getting through a screen, whatever screen it is, really come to life, and they learn better when there's an adult around.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if there is screen time, that facilitated screen time is really best.
Yeah. Do they practice this at child care centers? You know, like, you know, I've never used one, but, you know, a lot of parents have to in order to pay the bills. Do they have guidelines or standards that they go by nationally? Or do you guys counsel them as well at the Child Care Aware of America?
Child Care Aware America absolutely does encourage strong standards around screen time in child care settings.
Okay.
There's a national standard in caring for our children, third edition, which is a best practice standard that limits to that sort of 2 hours a week. And so that's a voluntary standard. Every state actually gets to set its own requirements around screen time. They're called licensing regulations. So every licensed child care has a different standard depending on what state you're in. Some states do a really great job of having some good standards that say, we want to limit you from showing this type of screen time, or we want to make sure it's interactive and we want to limit it to this.
Mm-hmm.
Other states don't have any, and some states strike it right in the middle. So if you're looking for child care and screen time is important to you, you can check your state's website and you can check the regulations to see what the standards are. Or when you're out shopping for your child care, ask the question, what does screen time look like here? How often do you use it and what kind is it? Are they on computers, tablets, et cetera? So that you can make a decision as to whether or not that is good with you or if you want to look at someplace different.
What is your organization's take on medicating children? What are your standards when it comes to that? Do you believe in medicating children? Don't you? I read something the other day that in the foster care system, foster children are medicated 12 and a half times more the average American. And I'm looking at this book, Suffer the Children, Marilyn Wedge. She's a PhD. She's been on the show a couple of times, and I don't think we listen to our children enough either. And there's a little story in here about this child, Alex, who I'll just read it. It says, little pitchers have big ears, which means, of course, that children hear and understand much more than adult conversations. And we realize that children, even young children, are especially prone to eavesdropping on conversations between parents on important matters such as parents' health or job occupation. It says, this is precisely what happened with Alex, an adorable 5-year-old boy with curly blonde hair and blue eyes. He said to his parents, I'm worried about daddy because he doesn't have an occupation. And so that's not normally a word that a child would use, but I think it's so telling about the things that they pick up on with us not even realizing it. This child was only 5 years old, but he started having trouble in school because of it. And anyway, I loved having you on the show. I really did, Krista. You'll have to come back because we barely scratched the surface, and children are our most important commodity in this country, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Happy to be back anytime you invite me. Thanks so much for the opportunity. It was great chatting with you.
All right, Krista. Thank you so much. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley, Danny Miles, Robin Perry Braun, and Chris Green. Chris Green is a home advisor with Treehouse Dallas. His interest in green living accelerated after purchasing his first home in 2005. At the time, chemical-free pesticides that would be non-harming to his pets was at the forefront of his mind. A fascination with native and organic gardening developed from there, which eventually led to composting, rainwater harvesting, conservative irrigation, and a more energy-efficient and overall healthy home. He is a native Memphian from Memphis.
Yes.
Tennessee, a Memphian at heart. I don't think I've ever said that before, and has resided in Dallas since 1996. He currently calls East Dallas and White Rock Lake his home, where he lives with his wife, Sophie, and their 7-month-old daughter. Is it Mila or Mila?
Mila.
Mila. Okay. Like the vacuum cleaner.
Well, that's depending on which country you're from, Mille or Mille.
Mille or Mille, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. The first, when I went to the Treehouse grand opening party, when I walked in, the first thing I saw was the yellow, how do you pronounce, I've always said Mila, but it's Mille.
In the U.S., we say Mila.
Mila, okay. So the yellow Mila vacuum cleaner. I'm like, there's my vacuum cleaner. I had no idea it was so cool. And it was in the same color and everything. And so I just thought that was kind of funny. But yeah, so we're talking today with you. You are the home advisor with Treehouse Dallas. And for those out there listening that don't know what Treehouse is, can you tell us basically what Treehouse is?
Sure. So Treehouse is based out of Austin. The Walnut Hill store is our actual second store. And we have a third store planned on opening in Plano come November. And that'll be actually at Park and Preston.
Nice.
Right next to Whole Foods.
Oh, wow.
So those in Plano who go to that Whole Foods, you'll be able to shop at.
Oh, cool.
Shop with us.
Well, right, I love the Walnut Hill location. And I think it's fascinating what you were saying earlier about the solar energy that you're producing and then storing it in a Tesla battery.
Yes. It's a commercial size battery. There's actually a home battery as well that homeowners will be able to buy later on this year. But the home battery will be able to store about up to almost 14 kilowatts, about 13 and a half kilowatts of power. And so a homeowner could run their home in an evening time, a good majority of their home in an evening time off of maybe about two of those.
Well, so you guys are kind of like the green Home Depot or Lowe's, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what makes you different from those home improvement stores?
Well, you know, from the beginning, it's our mission. Our mission is to make homes beautiful and sustainable and healthy, not just to sell you nuts and bolts and your average product. We build a company around providing progressive products that are designed well. We are very centered on offering great customer service. So the moment you walk in.
Yeah, you guys do a great job on all of it, I might add. And I have to say, you know, the Stasher bags, the back to school,
yes.
That's what I call them, my back to school bag. I can't remember all the details, but they're good for the whole lifetime of a child. And you can microwave them, not that you would want to microwave because it kills all the nutrients in the food, but you could boil it, you can put it in the dishwasher, you can do anything with it, but you get to use it over and over again, thousands of times.
3,000
times.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So I'm
excited.
Looking,
I'm going to come visit.
Yeah. No, you'll love it. You'll love it. And then I bought the Flair pots and pans that I immediately, the first thing I cooked on, I could tell immediately exactly what it says, that it distributes the heat more evenly and quickly because of the way it's, you have to see the bottom of it. It's like flames on the bottom of it, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll heat up your food within 20 to 30% less time than the average pot or pan.
Right, and so you save energy there, so the pan will probably, because, you know, gas can get real expensive, and I have a gas stove. I cook gas with gas all the time. So those are a couple of the items that I especially loved there. Just, it's fun, you know, and you feel safe there. Like the things that you're buying that are on the shelves, whether it be, you know, the dishwashing liquid or whatever it is, they're safe for the environment and for our waterways that we need to protect so desperately.
Yes. And our buyers spend a good amount of time researching which products are the best products in each of the segments of our store, and based on what a homeowner would use on a regular basis and would need in their home. So it's a lot of time spent researching which products are the best products. So when you do come in, you can kind of consider us a kind of a curator of all the best products that are green products for your home.
Yeah, I love that the industry is moving in that direction.
Yes.
And the restaurant industry as well is moving in that direction, you know, because it's important. You know, America has never been sicker. It's really kind of scary. Like everyone, you know, someone in their family has been sick, or they're sick, you know, with cancer or whatever. And it's just very scary. But let me switch to this. So you say that you personally do composting, rainwater harvesting, and conservative irrigation. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, sure. So when I first bought my first home in 2005, when you're looking at your home is the biggest investment you'll make in your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first bought that home, and I had two great dogs at the time, most of us used generic or just general pesticides on our lawn to control weeds and things of that nature. But we don't take in consideration that can irritate their skin,
mm-hmm.
that can cause adverse health reactions to our pets.
And the bees. What about the bees?
Yep. And it can kill all of our pollinators, the things that we need to continue eating food. That's what pollinates all of our fruits and veggies. So I started switching to, you know, organic pesticide back in those days for the health of my pets. And then that snowballed into everything else
thing,
that I do around the house.
The next thing, the next thing, yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah, we were talking about rainwater before before the show because, you know, Kirk Hyland, who wrote the book If Earth Could Speak, was on about a month ago, and we talked about rainwater harvesting and that a lot of places are against it now because they say that it's not good for the earth, but yet you've got countries like Australia, right?
Yeah, that makes it part of their building code.
Yeah, and so what's up? What's the real deal here?
It's probably based on just a couple of results from different scientific studies, and there's some research to show that once one scientific study is done, another group can come back and reproduce that study and not come up with the same results. Mm. So it depends on what study they're following that come up with those results. But well, I'm all for rainwater harvesting.
They better figure it out, because we're talking about rain. You know, we better figure it out.
I was in St. Thomas in December, and I believe it's St. John's. I can't remember the three islands that are the American Virgin Islands. Mm-hmm. That's where their water supply comes from. They have no underground wells or whatever. They have to harvest their water from rain.
Interesting. Well, it seems to make sense, because, you know, we're always save the water, you know, don't let the faucet run, all these things. And yet, well, why wouldn't you? And I know that, you know, my daughter goes to a Montessori school. They have a big thing. What do they call it that captures the
It's a rain. You can call it a rain barrel.
A rain barrel. Yeah, it's huge. And that's what they use the water throughout the whole school, and to water the gardens and everything. And so it kind of makes sense. What else do you want people to know about all the great things that Treehouse are doing?
So when a homeowner first walks into the store, you'll notice that it can be a little overwhelming for a lot of homeowners when they first come in. There's a lot of different areas within the store, a lot of products that we sell. And it's wise when you do come in, you know, do come in and take a tour so you can see all that we offer, but then allow one of us homeowners kind of guide you through the store. Our job is to try to help you figure out what's next on your list? What's the highest priority that you have in your home? There's always something that you don't like about your home that mm-hmm. you would like to change now. Mm-hmm. And we can guide you towards what would be that green item or green product to guide you in that direction. You could be a new parent and your kids are about to start school for the first time. So stash your bags or beeswax wraps instead. Mm-hmm. Or you just bought your first home and you're thinking about painting it. Well, why would you want to paint it with paint
that's right.
an off gas?
I forgot. That's what we're getting ready to repaint my daughter's room. We went there. We got a sample. And tell us about the paint.
So our primary paint that we carry is Dunn Edwards. They're based out of California. They were the leaders in going low VOC before it was actually an EPA requirement
okay.
or standard.
And what's VOC?
VOCs are volatile organic compounds. They're organic compounds that vaporize or become gas at room temperature. And that can be a number of items, not all of which are harmful, but a lot of things that we do bring in our home contain those harmful items, like formaldehyde, mm-hmm. for example.
You know, I just want to speak in for a second. It's one of the things I know as a psychologist and as a counselor with people is that the human brain, the human soul, can only shift in small increments. And so one of the problems with, we talk about New Year's resolutions or all of that, is that people can't make big changes in lots of areas at mm-hmm. the same time and sustain it. So this concept about shifting one thing at a time,
right.
introducing one new thing at a time, adding one thing at a time, subtracting one thing at a time, is really aligned with the way humans are wired.
Mm-hmm.
And I think why a lot of things fail is because you try to do too much at one time and you can't sustain it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that makes
diet and exercise are really good.
Yeah, exactly. That makes perfect sense. I never really thought about that, but you're true. I mean, it's true. I can't do that. When I do, I get wigged out when I change too many things
ready.
At once.
You're just not ready.
Yeah,
and a lot of times we have to be hit by the same thing 100 times before right. we're ready to drink the Kool-Aid, if you will, or embrace that. So it's that repetition, mm-hmm. make the little shifts.
Yeah, well, you know, it was great talking with you. You're going to have to come back, because I know
sure.
that we didn't We'd touch on hardly anything. I mean, water heaters, new tile. I got all kinds of things I'm going to ask you.
All of the above.
All right, everyone. We've got a great show continuing on here. Robin Perry Braun is going to help us get to the root of things in our life. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley. I've got Danny Miles in the control room, and I've got Robin Perry Braun and Chris Green in studio with me. I want to let everyone know to listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, and Apple Podcast. You can go to our website at oneliferadio.com to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And a big shout out to our sponsors, because they bring this programming to you. You've got Sun Warrior, a great company, Crazy Water, another one, Charlotte's Web, another one, and of course Squatty Potty and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Today with Robin Perry Braun, if you're just now joining us and have never listened to Robin before, she's a regular on the show. I love this woman, and she's actually my personal shrink. I call her when I want to talk to someone, and she's really, really good.
Do we need to have a dead fish session this week?
You know, I think I handled it last night with the smudging.
Well. Okay.
I think the smudging, and you know, and I don't think it's just that. You know, it's my friend being so sick,
and I'm
emotionally like just beat up. I'm just exhausted. I've been just crying a lot. You know, it's hard to accept.
You know,
it's just
hard to accept. I'm going to make this brief. My mom died in 97 after a 2-year battle with cancer. I was very close to them. My dad immediately got sick. I had to become his caretaker.
Right.
So for 20 years, I very thoroughly grieved my father, and I was very aware of the fact that I never really grieved the loss of my mother. And just recently, in the past year, some of those things have started to come up. So just saying, things get buried.
They do. And, you know, and I think the reason, I mean, it's death is always difficult, but because she's so young, and I'm still hoping and praying that we're going to be able save her somehow, that for a miracle. But, you know, everybody that I've lost has been older, except with the one exception, my little brother / nephew, who he was closer to me than anyone in the world, but he died quickly, you know, at 34, and it was unexpected, and it did, like, I think I really actually had a nervous breakdown. There's, like, that whole period, I don't even remember, months of my life, like, I don't even remember it. I was a walking zombie.
Yeah.
The whole family was shocked, but you know, when somebody's older, you know, it's the circle of life, but when they're 44 years old, you're like, what the heck? This is terrible.
Right.
And you know, so much life left to live. And so we're just praying that we're going to be able to, you know, somehow heal her. Yeah. And so there was my session for the week.
There you go.
Live on the air. Okay, everyone. So I don't need to get to the root of it, but that's what we're talking about today, getting to the root of things. And so I'll just ask you, so how do we get to the root of problems?
Well, so I really just love a tree analogy, because it's just a great visual we can go by. So imagine a tree, and a tree grows rotten fruit. So we have this belief, if we just keep picking off the rotten fruit, eventually we'll get some good fruit. But if the problem is that there's a disease in the roots, or the tree is just bad because there are bad trees, then it's going to continue to produce bad fruit. So if we really take this metaphor and we apply it to the whole year of our lives. The only way to fix that tree is we treat the disease in the roots, mm-hmm. or we pull the tree up and throw it away and plant a new one.
I'd like to be the tree attorney here. There are no bad trees, okay? Something happens to the tree.
Misunderstood trees.
I love trees. Don't get me started. I'm very serious, too. I absolutely love my trees. Right. I name my trees. I talk to my trees.
And so, you know, I mean, and I'm not talking about human beings here or anything living. I'm talking about concepts. I'm talking about ideas. So really, what does this mean? And so really, most of the problem, and I'm going to, let's say, allopathic medicine. What does allopathic medicine do is it looks at the bad fruit and it tries to fix the fruit. But it doesn't ever ask the question, why is this bad fruit growing in this person's life? So if we might fix that one fruit, but if we don't get to the root of why that bad fruit came, then we're going to continue to produce bad fruit. So we take this concept and really into every area. Now, we know that a lot of, you know, my doing it as an energy worker and mm-hmm. primarily along the lines of emotion and, you know, beliefs and stuff like that, we're looking at this idea of things that are negative beliefs, emotions, or spiritual things that are trapped and stored in your subconscious, creating bad energy, and that energy then produces bad fruit in your life. So rather than try to change a behavior, when we can go down into the subconscious, find out what the roots are for that negative energy, then we can pull it up by the root, we can plant something better in its place, mm-hmm. and then we'll start to see good fruit, you know, manifest in our life.
Well, you know, I know you have an example here of a little girl whose dad cheats on her mom.
Okay, so let me just use that example because, you know, it's very relevant in a lot of cases. So,
and we can switch it around, too. It could be a mom that cheats on her dad.
It's not a gender specific. It goes both ways. But, you know, I look at a bulk of what my clientele comes in with. So dad cheats on the mom, and these are maybe good parents. They both love the child, mm-hmm. but this is what the child sees. Mm-hmm. They get divorced, so shouldn't think much about it other than the trauma and the stress it causes. Moves forward, has her first boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And her first boyfriend decides at 12, I don't want to date you anymore. I like this girl instead. And so
that's too young to be dating.
Yeah, I know. But that's typically what happens at those ages.
17.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. So then again, that belief is reinforced. And so by the time she's into serious dating and even marriage, she's kind of got these beliefs that have come through this trauma that men cheat on women. Mm-hmm. Or like I said, it could be the opposite.
It could be vice versa,
right? And that, that's relatively normal because she's now seen it repeatedly in her life. Well, consciously, she's not out there looking for a guy who's going to cheat on her. In fact, just the opposite. She saw the trauma it caused. Mm-hmm. But her subconscious believes that's what's normal for her. That's what she's going to have an expectation of. And so that's what we will attract. Quantum physics says like attracts mm-hmm. like. So she's more likely to attract someone who has the capacity for infidelity and or on a different level, the message she's sending out of expectation can even cause that other person to struggle with wanting to be unfaithful. Mm-hmm. This happens all day long.
It does. You create what you fear subconsciously. You really do.
So if we can get to the root of that little girl, we can go back in time and heal the wound that was caused by dad cheating on mom. We can help her reprogram the belief that she would, you know, have a husband that would cheat on her too. So that would be one of the ways. But we take this everything in life. And I think what brought this up was, you know, a recent political event is that we're not going to change human nature mm-hmm. by attacking superficial events that are going on.
Are you talking about Charlottesville?
Yes.
And the racism? Yeah.
Yes. So we have to go in and go, what is the root of racism? Where does hate come from? We don't cure hate with hate.
Yeah.
But until as a culture, we get away from this real superficial intervention minded, you know, mentality, which is picking bad fruit and attacking the fruit. We have to go and look deeper and go, what is it about the way our world is structured or whatever is structured that we're missing where the root causes are?
I can't even believe that what happened in Charlottesville is still happening across America. I mean, we have our freedom of expression. I understand that. But it really is a hate crime and what happened there. And it needs to be, they need punished. They really do.
And punishment is a form of, you know, stepping down, but there's a whole bunch of other areas where we tolerate hate or it's we've made it socially acceptable or things like that. And I won't get into a political discussion here. It's not the appropriate venue, but but we have to look at what is the root, and the root is devaluing human life on any level. So enough said about that issue, but devaluing human life is the root of giving somebody permission to decide they're going to attack or kill or hurt somebody else. It's a devaluation.
Well, and
of
at
life,
the end of the day, it's ignorance and fear.
Right. So, but the whole point is that, you know, the in 12-step and addiction recovery, we say in other areas, but the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. You know, so if my mindset is, oh, I can eat anything I want, do anything I want, treat my body any way I want, and if I get sick, I'll take a magic pill because that's what, you know, that's what the herd mentality has taught me to believe. But it doesn't work. People get sicker, and now we're on 10 medications and 12. So until that person steps back and go, this isn't working, I need to do something different, they're not even going to have the thought, well, what is the root of my sickness? So we have to start talking about this paradigm shift of not picking bad fruit, but going to, well, what are the roots? Where do the roots come from?
Well, so what are some of the questions you should ask yourself in order to dig deeper?
Okay, so again, my paradigm is energy. So I try to educate people on an energy paradigm. Everything is energy. Therefore, the roots of everything at some level is energy. Where did that come from? How do I start making correlations? There's an education process in there. But we have to step out of what we've been taught to just believe, which is, oh, I have a symptom, I treat the symptom, rather than why do I have this symptom? What caused, you know, I'm going to go to the doctor to treat Crohn's disease. Why do I have Crohn's disease when this person doesn't? Why? And most people believe I can't know, but that's not true. We can know. We just have to dig. We have to keep asking the questions. And we have to understand we're a body, soul, and a spirit, and they all work together for good or bad, for, you know, transformation or destruction. So if the roots of Crohn's disease on one level are emotional, then I got to go dig into those emotional roots. If they're toxicity, then I got to start seeing how I can get my life a little greener and cleaner. And most things have a combination of sources of roots. They're not just one area. And in America, toxicity is one of the major causes of disease. Emotions is another one. Diet, nutrition, which goes along with, you know, malnutrition. Those are kind of three major roots of why we're sick, why we're mentally ill, why we're depressed, why we're anxious. Why is what I would have interjected with Krista is that, in my opinion, the absolute root of addiction across the board is not teaching children how to process their feelings.
Oh, I couldn't
at
agree
a young
more.
Age. So we start doing that, we prevent addiction. Instead of medicating them when they're 10 because they're depressed.
Right.
You know?
It's terrible how many children in this country are medicated. Just absolutely terrible. And that needs to change too. We got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of root work to do.
Yeah, it's a paradigm shift. We got to start asking the questions. Why does this exist? Not looking at the bad fruit and just trying to pick it off.
I love it. Robin Perry Braun, thank you so much. Always love having you on the show. You can find all of our guest experts at oneliferadio.com and, go to iHeartMedia to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.